Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, here it is, a day away from New Year's Eve, so I guess I'd better tell you my choice for the top movies of 2011. But first, let me tell you about two more Christmassy movies that opened this week. One about a kid with a key after the fall of the World Trade Center. The other about a man and woman after the fall of silent movies. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, directed by Stephen Daldry. Okay, Oscar, played by Thomas Horn, is a little kid in Manhattan who's a bit neurotic, a bit bratty, pretty smart, a little autistic-y, and prone to temper tantrums, like he's always running low on Ritalin or something. Not that different from a lot of kids. But then his dad, played by Tom Hanks, just happens to be visiting the Twin Towers on September 11th, so yeah. The kid is left without his dad, and Oscar becomes more and more sketchy. He communicates with his grandmother by walkie-talkie. She's in the apartment across the courtyard and completely ignores his mom. All that's left of his dad are the voicemail messages he recorded on the answering machine the day he died. Oscar sets up a secret shrine to his dead father, and when going through his father's stuff, he discovers a key in an envelope with the name Black written on it. So Oscar divides the whole city into little quadrants on a paper map, and he decides to visit and knock on the door of every family named Black in the city to see if they have a lock that the key will open. One day, he meets his grandmother's reclusive tenant, played by Max von Sydow, for the first time, even though he's shared her apartment since after World War II. So the tenant's an old German man who will not or cannot speak, but he communicates by writing little notes in a book with his Sharpie and tears out the pages to show him. Anyway, they set out on a search for his father's hidden secrets. With the old man's help, maybe he can face his worst fears and reach closure with his dad's death. Seems interesting, right? No, unfortunately, this is a dreadfully bad movie. It rests on the shoulder of a first-time child actor who is just not very good. Apparently, they cast him after he enchanted audiences on Kids Jeopardy. Yeah. We're supposed to find his Asperger's-like behavior fascinating, but it's not. And his precociousness awe-inspiring, also not. Then there's Sandra Bullock, her awfulness as the weepy, suffering mother. Go away, Sandra Bullock. I'm not going to watch movies with you in it anymore. Only the always dependable Max von Sydow and Viola Davis, in a small part as one of the hundreds of people named Black, partly redeem the scenes they're in. Other than that, it's a non-stop yuck fest of forced sentimental pseudo-patriotism with the aim of bestowing sainthood on everyone in an entire city because of 9/11. Give it a rest. I would avoid this movie at all costs. Next, The Artist, directed by Michel Hazanavicius. Okay, Georges Valentin, played by Jean Dujardin, is a movie star of the silent screen, the darling of his fans, rich, successful. He can do anything, even question the decisions of the Sam Goldwyn-type movie mogul at Kinograph Studios. It's just him, his stodgy wife, and his cute little doggy. But one night at a reception, he runs into a pretty young flapper who catches his eye and gets her face on the cover of Variety. Who's that girl? The headline asks. Why, it's an unknown new starlet, Peppy Miller, played by Berenice Bejot. And just like that, a star is born. And as she rises, he falls. And when talkies are introduced, he soon finds himself poor, jobless, homeless, and single again. Will Peppy Miller make it big? Will Valentin ever have his comeback? And will his faithful dog, played by Uggy, and his chauffeur, played by James Cromwell, stay by his side? What's the twist? Well, the whole movie is filmed in the style of a silent movie with no spoken dialogue. So what, you may be thinking? And my answer would be, indeed. So what? Fortunately, there's nothing new or interesting about this movie. I mean, it's visually pleasing, a fun reenactment of old movies, a nice diversion, but nothing more. The score, which is so important in silent films, was underwhelming, and the story held almost no surprises except for a super lame ending. The costumes and the camera work, though, were both incredible, although that doesn't carry a movie. And I thought the acting was great for what it was worth, but it seems more like pantomime to me. Why make a silent movie about silent movies? It shows a real lack of creativity in my eyes. I mean, people like Charlie Chaplin and Tati made great silent movies long after talkies were well established, but they were good because they were original, funny, surprising movies. This one isn't. There's not an original moment in the entire film, just the reenactment of things that were once original moments in old silent movies. It seems to forget that silent movies were movies. This one is more concerned with replicating the surface of the silent movies or how people today look back at them than making a good movie, period. Artist is a film for movie collectors, not for moviegoers. Okay, here's my top movies for 2011. I only included movies that played commercially during the year, so I had to leave out terrific ones like ones that played at festivals like Hysteria and Himizu at TIFF and The Evening Dress at Inside Out. And I didn't include the many amazing documentaries like Resurrect Dead or Page One inside the New York Times. I also tried to include both mainstream and independent movies. And I haven't seen every movie from the past year, so I may have missed some gems. Okay, drum roll, please. Here goes, in alphabetical order, the top movies of 2011. Okay, Caterpillar, a quadriplegic amputee war god, returns to the Japanese village he came from. Circumstance, a lesbian romance in Tehran. Drive, the Danish LA film noir thriller. Essential Killing, a bizarre Polish art film about CIA black sites in Europe. The Help, about poor black maids and rich white women in 60s Mississippi. Meek's Cut Off, women in charge of a wagon train through the Oregon Trail. Rise of the Planet of the Apes, the apes are revolting. Super 8, about kids shooting a Super 8 film and covering a dangerous mystery. Take Shelter, about a mentally ill husband who dreams of a coming disaster. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, a Cold War thriller about a possible mole within the high-up ranks of MI6. And War Horse, a horse seeks his boy in the trenches of World War I. And the runner-ups are Names of Love, Le Nom des Gens, Submarine, Incendie, and Attack the Block. Many of these are playing still, and check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the movies for CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.